Welcome to the SOAP video series from Oak Tree Community Church in South Bend, Indiana. We last time started working our way through the book,
brand new book,
First Samuel. So lots of narrative, lots of history, lots of story, that type of thing, right?
Right. So the direction was weird, right? There was two main characters, mm-hmm. Eli and Samuel. Hannah was in there and her family. We don't hear more of them.
No.
But also even Eli kind of goes away, and even Samuel becomes an auxiliary character, let's just say.
Yeah,
over time. But even this week, starting out, he gets into it quick. So we're going to be reading chapters 4 through 8 this week. And although last time we started with, Samuel being born and how he was born and dedicated, all that, now it seems weird, right? All of a sudden, we're in a war.
Yeah.
And the Philistines are in the war with Israel, and there was a war, and something around 4,000 Israelites were killed.
Yeah.
So the elders of Israel had a great idea. And I'm being very sarcastic about this. They decided, hey, let's take the Ark of the Covenant of God and take it into battle with us next time. Have the army take it into battle.
Yeah.
Because surely God wouldn't let anything happen to his ark.
Right.
And would probably win the war.
So, in a sense, it makes, I mean, you can sort of see it.
Because you're going to be on their side? You're going to justify it?
No, I'm not going to be on their side. But in a, you can see how it makes sense, because if they go back before the times of the judges, remember, this is still the times of the judges, right? If you go back before the times of the judges to Joshua, that's exactly what God had them do. We're going to, get the priests, whether it's Jericho and the trumpets, whether it's whatever.
Seven times.
God is leading them into battle, right? Well, in the times of the judges, they're not following God, but they're like, let's get God to lead us into this battle so that we can finally win this
thing. And I think you hit on the main thing. This was man deciding it versus God saying, hey, take me.
Yeah.
Type of deal. So they sent for the ark, which happened to be where Eli is.
Yep.
And Eli sent his sons, and I'm sure that there was a number of other people that went with them. And they took the ark to where the Israeli army is. And of course, a huge shout goes out. Yeah! And the shout was loud enough that the Philistines heard it.
Yeah.
And they went, they investigated, I'm sure. Something happened. They have the ark of their God is there. This is the ark that set them free from Egypt.
Yeah.
2,000 years before.
Well, that's the thing, right? Yeah. So not quite that long, but that's exactly the thing, is that they still remember when the ark was in front of Israel.
Right.
Right, these stories, so these legends, these whatever, and we know that they're not legend. We know that they were true and it happened. But the Philistines are like, the last time this thing was out in front,
it wasn't good
for the other side, right?
Right.
So we've got to do something about this.
Right.
Which is funny, because when they came into Canaan, the Canaanites are like, oh, it's the ark and it's their god. Run.
Yeah.
In most cases, or at least fortify. Yeah. That's not what the Philistines did this time.
Well, at first they would have.
Yeah.
It seems like they were done. And then because there was a time lapse between it, they had time to think, and they're like, let's start acting like men.
Yeah.
And they kind of regrouped.
Yeah.
So they decided to fight back. So they fought and killed 30,000 Israelites,
yep,
quite a bit more,
yeah,
and they captured the ark.
And that's key, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
And Eli's two sons were killed in the
so priests, which we had killed. Foreshadowed last week.
Yep.
God saying your sons are going to die on the same day.
Yeah.
And then when
Yep.
Yeah. So reading other commentaries about it, somebody mentioned, it's a good application for us just to think, what is of God versus having God with us? They were kind of trying to make that distinction. And what they used is, okay, do you have a Bible laying on your on your nightstand or even out in the open where people can see, but you never look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, kind of the right. same thing that was happening. We're going to take the Ark when yeah. they didn't have God on their side.
It's the same, to quote somebody that I've quoted for years now, to say it's a difference between saying, asking God to bless what we're doing versus asking God, I forgot it. Asking God to bless what we're doing instead of doing what God is blessing. Right.
There we go.
So God, yep. what are you doing? And yeah. let me be a part of yep. what you're doing as opposed to I'm going to yeah. do my thing.
I think that's a huge sign of maturity in people. Because anytime anybody becomes Christian, you know, they're quote on fire.
Yeah.
Right. And they want to go out and do something, which is great and yep. wonderful. But again,
is that
what God's already got something going on. yeah. How about you join in with what's already happened?
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. So back to our deal. So Eli heard the news, and actually fell off his chair and dies.
Yeah.
Right. And he was 98 at the time, and he was a judge of Israel for 40 years.
So. Yeah. So your 98-year-old falls off the chair. That's not going to be a good thing. But yeah. God had said that not only are the sons going to die, but he's going to die too.
Right.
Right.
Right, so chapter 5, chapter 6, the narrative switches from the Israelites. Now we go to the Philistine side.
One more right at the end of chapter 4. One of the son's wives is pregnant, right? So when she heard that her father-in-law and her brother-in-law and her husband all died, she went into premature labor, gave birth to a son, named him, and then she died too.
Right.
And what she named him was Ichabod. This is where we get the word or the concept of Ichabod. And our translation here says, the glory has departed from Israel because the Ark of God has been captured. Well, the Kabod at the end is glory, kavod. And the E at the front means there is none. It's sort of like a null character almost.
Right.
So Ichabod is there is no glory.
Wow.
And so she named the son there is no glory because God's glory with the ark had departed from Israel. And then she died too. So yeah, his whole family is just...
Right. Well, and the curse or what God said too was... and your family will be begging at the temple.
Yeah.
For money.
Yep.
All right. So our narrative moves to the Philistine side. They have the ark. So what do you do with an ark? An ark of the covenant. Well, you take it and you put it in your temple.
Yeah. Right? Under your God.
Yeah.
Because remember, this is a battle of gods.
Right.
And their God won.
Right. So now in the temple, in their sacred place, they have a statue of their God and the Ark of the Covenant.
Uh-huh.
And they come back tomorrow and their God's fallen over. So
one of my favorite stories from when I was in Sunday school.
So of course you pick your God up.
Yeah.
Maybe rearrange, support him a little bit.
It's like, is this table off?
Yep. So the next day, he's down again. So you pick him back up and now you're like, paying a lot of attention to it. And the third day, not only is he fallen down, the hands are sheared off and the head is sheared off.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep. And they're over by the door.
Yeah. So now they're like...
We have a problem.
Yeah. Here. Yeah. We got a problem on our hands. And then the residents of this town were struck with sores.
Yeah.
So now they're thinking... Maybe this wasn't the best idea we've ever had here. So now they're like, how do we get rid of the ark? So they move it to another town.
Yeah. I have an idea.
Isn't that, I know. It's hilarious, isn't it? There's some humor there.
Let's let them carry it.
So the same thing happened in the next town, and the same thing happened again. And now they're at a national level going, okay, we got to give the ark back.
Yeah.
And... It's interesting, right? Because now it's not just a thing. It has power.
Yeah.
And it's God. So how do you return an ark that you won in war you know, what's the precedence? Yeah, or, yeah, there's no precedence, there's right? No, so precedent. They're trying to figure out what to do.
Like, how do we give you your God back?
Yeah. So now we're 7 months later, and we're into chapter six now, if you're following along. So they went to their priests, and they say, hey, you got to give it back with a guilt offering.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, so what does that look like? Well, all these people had sores on themselves, and also it seemed like there was a whole bunch of mice or rats.
Like a rat or a mouse infestation or something.
So a lot of people think the plague.
Yeah.
Right? Has come on that because...
But it's definitely supernatural. I mean, God is still doing this. Yes,
exactly.
Right? You know, so... But yeah, maybe he used mice like in the plague to spread this or something. Yeah.
So they said, okay, there's five elders. Make sores out of gold. And give them five of those. No idea what that's going to look like, right? And then also five mice.
Out of gold.
Out of gold. And that's the peace offering. Put in a little chest.
Yep.
And we'll return that with the ark. Okay, so they have a plan.
Yeah.
Which is good. Maybe, I'm not quite sure how they got that way, but okay. So then they decided to, let's make a cart.
Yeah.
And we'll put the ark on it and the thing on it, but let's put... two cows that have recently given birth and have never been yoked before.
Yep.
And we'll have them lead, and we'll take them to the border of Israel and Philistine land. And if the cow just walks straight, we know it's God.
If it goes into Israel.
Yeah, we know it's a God thing. Otherwise, more than likely, it's just going to turn around and go back to where the calves are so they can continue to nurse. So they did all that, and of course the cows went straight and went into Israel. And I got to think the Philistines were, man, can you believe that? But can you believe the amount of wealth that they gave too? I mean, it wasn't exorbitant, but 10 gold items, you know, had to be worth something.
Yeah.
So the cows walked across a border. Now. The town that it went to, first thing they did, break up the cart. We need firewood.
Well, for an altar, because they're gonna and then sacrifice the cows as an offering to God. Because
we got our ark back.
Yeah. Yep.
So they took the ark, removed the gold, but they also did something bad, right? They looked inside the Israelite people. Looked inside the Ark of the Covenant.
Which you can, you're not, I mean, against the, God does not,
as a rule from day one,
you're not allowed to touch it. Right. You can't touch it, you know. And you know, then they die, right?
Right. So they list the number. It was like over 50,000 men had died because of it. Right. So the remaining people, Israelites, called in another town to come get the Ark. Nobody wants it. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because it's supposed to be at the tabernacle. That's where it's supposed to be. Right. And they're just.
Right. So it seems like it moved to another town. Now we get into chapter 7 and we're 20 years later.
Yeah.
I'm assuming it's in this other town and the people decide we need to move it back to the tabernacle.
Yes.
Is that what? Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Okay. We want to get right with God. So they go to Samuel. How do we need to do this? And Samuel says, look, if the nation of Israel is really turning back to God, great. Remove all your foreign gods. Give your heart over to the Lord and serve him. And then not only will he be on your side, he'll deliver you from the Philistines.
Which is really interesting because Samuel was born and grew up around the time of Samson, when Samson was leading. And of course, we think of Samson as delivering the people from the Philistines, except they were always there. Right? And so they keep attacking, and even into David's reign, the Philistines are, you know, the arch enemies, right? So the Philistines are continuing to attack them, continuing to oppress them, even though you have Samson and Samuel and David and all, because they're, I mean, 20 years now, their land is full of idols. They're not doing what God has told them to do. And so, Samuel has to come along again and say, what are you people doing here?
But here's how much God is helping out, right? 20 years they've been against him, and like you said, they're against him. They make that decision, you know, we want to do this. Their hearts change. The Philistines decide this is a great time to attack.
Yep.
They attack at that time. God wins.
Yeah.
you know, God's like, I've just been waiting for you to do this. So right. God made it thunder loudly, caused the Philistines to panic, and the nation of Israel defeated an army they had no business beating.
Right. And what do you know? It wasn't because they carried the ark into the thing. It's because they turned back to God.
But they beat the Philistines, right? Yeah. So the cities that the Philistines had captured were returned, and there was peace.
Yeah.
And peace along the Ammonites, too. So Samuel...
For a while.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's always for a while.
This isn't forever, but yeah.
Right. Okay, so then we get into chapter 8. Samuel is old. And his master plan is, okay, I'm done. I'm going to get my kids to be the judges over Israel. The problem is, kids didn't follow God.
Sort of like Eli.
Exactly like Eli. Mm-hmm. It says they made money dishonestly. They accepted bribes. They perverted justice. Sounds a lot like Eli's kids.
Yeah.
So the elders of Israel said... And it seems like they said to themselves, yeah, this isn't happening.
This is not good.
We do not want to go down this road.
Yep.
You're old. You're going to be out. Your kids aren't going to make it. We're going to appoint a king to lead over us.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, yeah, that's a great idea. And specifically, just like the other nations have.
Yeah.
So Samuel prayed to God, and God was like, look, I get it. They're rejecting me. They're not rejecting you.
Right.
I want you to... give them what they ask for.
Yeah.
I think it's a nice way to say it. But I also want you to make them understand, here's what that means.
Yep.
There's going to be taxes
yep.
for the kingdom. The best of everything is going to be taken in the name of the king. And there's a whole list that you can read there in chapter 8. And so Samuel asked the nation, you know, do you want this? Yes! We want that.
Yep.
And that's where we end.
Yeah.
Chapter 8.
And in fact, it's not even just that, but verse 19, the people refused to listen to his warning. Instead, they said, "No, there will be a king over us." I mean, this isn't just, "Please, can we have one?" This is, "We've already made up our minds and we are not listening to you."
Right.
We will be like all the other nations, which you're not supposed to be like other nations.
Right.
The whole point is for you to not to be like. Our king will judge us and lead us and fight our battles.
I mean, that was God's purpose.
That's exactly what God wanted to do for them and promised to do for them. And so when God says to Samuel, they're not really rejecting you, they're rejecting me. I mean, that's exactly what's going on here.
Yep.
Right? So Samuel listened to everything that they said. And obeyed, and he obeyed God. He wasn't obeying them.
Yeah,
I mean, they thought, oh yeah, Samuel's on our side. He's giving us what we want. Yeah. God said, Samuel's still obeying God.
Yeah,
and yeah, it's a really sad ending to this week's reading.
Yeah, but for the nation of Israel, yay! Right? I mean, they think that we're it now. But well, they don't have him yet.
Yeah, I know. They don't have, you know, they had this huge defeat when they were doing things their way with the ark. Now they're going to keep doing things their way.
Yeah.
It's just a disaster, you know.
Right.
But that's...
Still comes back to heart.
Yeah.
Right? Where's your heart?
It's the way it is. So so that's this week. That's this week's reading. You know, maybe some things that you remember if you grew up in Sunday school. Maybe some things that... you haven't read before. You're like, oh, I didn't know that was in there. That's interesting. Hope that you found it. Found some principles, of course, especially about obedience. You know, why are we obeying God? How are we obeying God? That's really important. If you have questions or comments, make sure that you ask. And otherwise, subscribe, share this with your friends and family, and we will pick up here next time.
Ooh. Bye, everybody.